problem.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoah. Anabakoah, Gedula Chimimsa, Tatir, Serura, Alapagimel Yutav Tzadi, Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora kufre shayan sintet tet nun na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavachamren nun gimel dalad Yud Kaf Shin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the Scorpio. Together, the Dalet and the Nun spell the Hebrew word Din, which means judgment. Cheshvan is a month connected to judgment. If you're righteous, judgment is a good thing. Most of us are not righteous. If you're utilizing binding by striking, you tend to sweeten all of the judgments. Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkatcha, tamin gamlem. Betet resh, tzadi taf gimel. Chasim kadosh, birov tuvcha, na eladatecha tet kuf bet tet nunayan yachid geye lamcha pene zokre kedushatecha yud gimel lamed hey zayin kuf shavatenu kabel ushma tiyakatenu Yodea ta'alumot, Shinkufav, Zadiyutav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the positive and the negative aspect of that creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet Notzer Chesed L'alafim Noseh Avon V'afesha V'chata'a V'nakei. We're now going to read the verses that connect to the various years. We're going to start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte bitchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu le'achka l'shem yud he b'vav he b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. For the year 5777, the year of the goat, we're going to read Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyavai chinam. The first letters of these five words can be parsed into tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. The final letters of the five words can be permutated into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which is translated as a sea of tenants. Another verse that connects us to the year 5777 with a ELS of seven. The letters are separated by seven other letters, equal distant letter sequences. They that this is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. It has within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. Kim Badonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Give me 1 second. I have to send a text to somebody who's confused. So it's Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim Badonai Yohewahe Elohechem Hadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now we're going for the verses that connect to the year 5776. There are two of them. The first one is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayachaskum achechem halvim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitzachu hakohanim ki halvim yishre levav Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La Me Hey 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 Aka Arekaha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba'adonai yohe wahe ade ad Ki bia yohe, Adonai yohe wahe, Tzur olamim. Job chapter 7 verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. We're now in the year 5775, and there's three verses. That was the first. The second of the three is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitchabe sham mushaltem elai el nachom v'halakti itchem. Wichayim yeshto, Paretz v'chipasti, Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav, Yomru ayo. And the verse, the one verse that connects us to the year 5774 is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'amili Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'ata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left today, which is the third of Cheshvan, starting tonight and tomorrow. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Chaim of Elozen, Rabbi Yisrael Friedman of Ruzin, Rabbi Eliezer of Zikov, Rabbi Yisrael of Ruzin again, Rabbi Yosef Zundel of Salant, Rabbi Yehuda Lieb of Kapust, Rabbi Eliyahu Horoshovsky, Rabbi of Drodzbitz, Rabbi Yitzhak Zelig Morgenstern, the Sokolover Rebbe, Rabbi Chadzai Sheftel, Whale, the Rabbi of Szemany, Hungary, and Rabbi Mordechai Miller, Rabbi Avraham Abba Zion, Rabbi Shimon Groner, I think you'll find there were quite a bit, a few Tzaddikim who left today. But we also have tomorrow a very important one. So I'm going to mention his name so that you're aware of it and can make the connection tomorrow because we don't have any class. And that is Rav Kalonius Kalman. He was a tzaddik within the Warsaw Ghetto, and his papers of what it was like to be a rabbi and live through those times, and to write about the parashiyot in that situation, in those times. It's about the love of God. It's an amazing book. Well worth reading, well worth connecting to. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is the Parasha Zohar from the Parasha of Noach. We're going to read section 2, which is relatively short, and we'll see how much time, and we'll find out what we're supposed to do. Hashem will know. You can find the handout on the Yeshem website on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the right-hand column. Getting some breathing into the phone, so if it's possible for somebody to mute their phone, so I don't have to do it for everyone by pressing *6. So we're in the right-hand column of row 1 of the matrix. That will open up the list of all of the parashiyot, and the second, or the, actually the third link is Parashat Noach. And when that opens up, we're looking at section 2. Starting with Pasuk 15. Rabbi Elazar Petach Lechu Chazu Mifalot Hashem Asher Sam Shamot Baretz Haikira Haitmar Piok Murha Aval Lechu Chazu Mai Chazu Kada Chazut Kashe Ruhu God Libi Odo Tiku Chabarichu Avid Itgale Nevu Aila Livne Nasha Asher Sam Shamot Shamot Badai Deha Shema Karim Lekola. Rabbi Elazar opens the discourse with the verses. These are the generations of Noah. And come, behold the works of Hashem, who has made desolations in the earth. And he asks, come and see. The Hebrew word is chazu. What is the meaning of behold? And he answers, it is related to the verse, a grievous vision, the Hebrew word is chatzut, has been declared to me. Because by his deeds, the Holy One, blessed be he, reveals his prophecy to man. And when a prophecy is revealed by preceding grievous deeds, it is called a grievous vision. Who has made desolations, the Hebrew word is shamot, assuredly alludes to names, which is the Hebrew word shemot. For a name is the cause of everything that happens. This means that we should consider the name of whatever happens, for the Holy One, blessed be he, puts the name in the mouth of man so he can name everything on earth. So the verse is actually calling us to go and observe the words of Hashem through the names by which they are called by man on earth. Because the Holy One, blessed be He, puts names in the mouth of man as prophecy by preceding them by actions. My commentary. This verse from the Zohar is where Hanoch ben Yared learned the truth regarding a person's name and how all teachings related to names essentially comes through the word Shamot, which means to make desolate. These are the same letters with different vowels as the word Shemot, which means names. This teaches that one will learn from his or her or its own name, or one will cause the desolation of the destruction of that item. This is true for the modern Hebrew terms. If a word starts to be used by people, then it will become the activities of all aspect of this item. Many of my students have seen that the names that they utilize for themselves also causes changes in their life. Most do not realize that the new name someone utilizes is not the cause of the changes in their life, but the effect of the changes that they have already made, but cannot be revealed until they start to use the name. Does anybody have any questions about this verse? Pasuk 16. Kiti vayikra et shemo le'mor zeh v'gomer amai haka le'mor v'amai zeh ela le'mor da itachta zeda tzadik ketiv haka zeh yenach amenu uktiv hatam zeh Hashem Kavinu lo, zakayininun tzadikaya dirshimin, birshimu digush panka, temalka lemechewe bishmeya, rishimin biyu. Shaweh Shemahan Viara Ara Kitkayot. The verse states, and he called his name Noah, saying this. Rabbi Elazar asks, why does the verse read saying this? And he answers, the word saying refers to the female principle, which is Malchut, while this refers to the righteous, who is Noah, and the proof of that it is written here and elsewhere. This one shall comfort us. This is Hashem, and we have waited for him. And we learn through analogous meaning, the word this refers here to Hashem, who is called righteous. And therefore, the meaning of this in any other verse means righteous as well. Here it refers to Noah, who is righteous, like Hashem. Likewise, the verse that states, and he called his name Noah, refers to the supernal female principle, or Malchut, who called him Noah. For the female was saying, this, that is, Noah shall comfort us. Blessed are the righteous who are marked with the imprints of the ring of the king. The Holy One, blessed be he, for they are marked with his name, and he has put names on earth, meaning in man's mouth, so that everything can be called by its name correctly. My commentary. Learn this well. What you allow yourself to be called is what you will manifest in your life. Change your name and change yourself. Of course, the truth is the spiritual needs to change first, and then that change will cause the name to be changed in the physical world. Pasuk 17. Kiti vayikra et shemo Noach, ukti vayikra shemo Yaakov, Amayla kitiv etela, Atam darga achara vehaka, darga ochara kedaktiv viere, et Hashem viere Hashem, la kitiv ela et Hashem. O Fata Benoach, Vayikra et Shemo Noach, Vayikra Shemo Yaakov Darga, Pileya Kutcha Barichu. Ma'amash Karaleya Yaakov, aval hakayet leit kelala, shekinta. The verse states, and he called his name Noach, but the Hebrew says et Noach. And it is also written that he called his name Jacob. Why does it not say et in regard to Jacob, as it does with Noah? Because each one refers to a different level. As it is written in the verse, I saw et Hashem. It does not say I saw Hashem, but et Hashem. This indicates that the particle et, which is translated as the, even though that's a corrupted translation, has a specific meaning. Here, too, it is written of Noah, and he called his et name Noah. As for, and he called his name Jacob, in reality, his level is that of the Holy One, blessed be he. And this is why the particle et is not mentioned. It's not mentioned there. But with Noah, the particle et is mentioned so as to connect him with the Shekhinah, which is the female principle, because the Shekhinah is called Et. The particle Et does not appear in Jacob's name, for his level is that of a chariot for the Holy One, blessed be he, while Noah, who is the secret of the righteous and is called connected with the Shekhinah and is always connected with the Shekhinah, has the word Et preceding his name. My commentary. Read this pasuk and learn the truth of it well. Are you connected to the level of Zeranpin or Malchut? If Zeranpin, you are a cause to manifest proper righteous things in the physical world. Apply this pasuk to yourself. Learn from it. That's the end of section two. Does anybody have any questions? We're now going to read section seven, which begins with Pasuk 40. Wichad b'nei ne'asha mechabelan archaichu Wilan atre pekude oraita v'chatan Kame marechon ukdein kivyako Tachyan lalishkinta me alma veishta arat ara mechabela deha shikinta itach yayo vela sharya ala uchen itcha belat maitama itcha belat begin de sharya rucha achara ala dim chabela alma vialda amrinan to Israel Yahweh osle lokim dim kai min alma Elokim da shekinta Beim chas v'shalom Yisrael yishtachu Chayavim maketiv Ruma al hashamayim Alokim v'gomer mishum Tireshet hekinu Lifan mai kafa Nafshi besivat chamas Besinat chinam Karu lifanai shucha v'gomer Kegavna didor Chamabul divgin chamas Dimcha dimavet Benechon, chawa benechon, sincha, sina udvavu. The translation. But when people corrupt their ways, do not observe the mitzvot of the Torah, and sin before the Master, then it is as if they drive the Shekhinah out of the world. Then the earth is left corrupt, for the Shekhinah is repelled by it, and does not dwell on it. Then the earth is corrupt, and why should the earth be corrupt? Because a different spirit rests upon it, causing the corruption. And the rest of this paragraph is a late latter addition elsewhere in the Zohar. My commentary. When the Shekhinah is pushed out of the world, there is nothing left. And that relationship of earth and Shekhinah leaves a vacuum. Yet there is no such thing as a vacuum anywhere in the universe. It is always either light or vessel, light or dark. The Shekhinah is light. When it leaves, the dark side moves in. Understand this well and learn it well in your own life. Pasuk 41. Yakol afti aradi Israel king. Wehataninan aradi Israel. La sharia ala rucha. Achara vila memana. Achara bar kucha berichu Bilchodo tachate Diara di Israel Hakehu di la sharia Ala mimana Vila shalicha Achara bar kucha berichu Bilchodo aval Sha'ata chadasharya ala lecha bila b'nei nasham b'nalan Me David dictiv, V'yar David et Malach Hashem, V'char bo shelufa, V'yado netuya, Al Yerushalayim, Uptein itcha balat ara. The translation. Can it the same be applied to the land of Israel as well? That is, another spirit could be dwelling there. But we have learned that no other spirit rests upon the land of Israel, and there is no other appointed angel beside the Holy One, blessed be He. If so, then why was the land of Israel corrupted? And he replies, come and see. It is true that no other appointee or messenger dwells in the land of Israel, besides the Holy One, blessed be He, Himself. But there is one time that the evil spirit may govern the land in order to destroy people. How do we know about that? From David, as it is written, and he saw the angel of Hashem standing between the earth and the heavens, with a drawn sword in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem, and then the land was destroyed. My commentary. The pasuk is expressing that the land of the earth and the land of Israel is different, in that there is no ability for the holiness to be lost in the land of Israel, except when a prophecy affects peoples need to die, chas v'shalom. Then the angel of death does not come into the land. It is the angel of Hashem. When people are destroyed in the land of Israel, then this means the land is destroyed, since our sages have taught the land, the people of Israel, and Hashem are all one. This relates to a prophecy that Jerusalem will be controlled by the Muslims at the end of days for a period of 1 year. This does not have to happen, and that is what is being expressed in this pasuk as a hint. I will add an additional commentary that's unwritten, that God forbid this does happen, that the Muslims take over Jerusalem for a year prior to the Armageddon War. God forbid that becomes necessary. If the Muslims take over the land, Israel, Jerusalem, it is because those Muslims, those people, are actually children of Israel, parts of the lost tribes. Pasuk 42. Amar Rabbi Elazar, afilu behahio sha'uta kudsha barichu hawa ketiv haka malach Hashem uktiv hatam hamalach Hagoeloti ukti v'yisa malach ha'elokim hein l'tav v'hein l'vish kudsha barichu shalit ala l'tav v'gindila it masra techot she'ar mimanan. We call Dire Alma Yaksifun Minovadaihu Levish Begin Delayahadun Inun Leshalta Allah. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, even in that time when he saw the angel of Hashem standing, it was the Holy One, blessed be He. Because what is written here, the angel of Hashem, is analogous to the angel who redeemed me, and also the angel of Elohim. And as these verses refer to the Holy One, blessed be he, so does this one. Be it for the best or the worst, the Holy One, blessed be he, shall always govern this land. For the best, because the land of Israel was never passed on to any other supernal governor. And the Holy One, blessed be he, alone can do it good. And all the other inhabitants of the world should be ashamed of their deeds, because they are under ministers. For the worst means that only the Holy One, blessed be he, rules over this land to prevent the other ministers from delighting in ruling over it. My commentary. This is teaching us a relationship between Hashem and the angelic ministers. When it comes to the land of Israel, it is only Hashem and no other minister ever. Pasuk 43. Ve'itema v'haketi ki ra'ata goyim ba'u mikdasha v'charivu beita v'ilav shaltin inun mimanan la'itcharav mikdasha Tachate ketiv ki ata asita uktiv asa Hashem et asher zamam. The translation. And if you will ask, is it not written, for she has seen that the heathen nations invaded her sanctuary and destroyed the temple, which implies that it really was no other minister's rule, then the temple would not have been destroyed. Come and see. It is stated, for you have done, and Hashem has done that which he devised. So you can see that it was done by the Holy One himself. Blessed be he, and not by ministers. My commentary. See the above comments on the last few pasukim. Pasuk 44. Tachate ketivayar Elokim et haaretz v'hine nishchata nishchata v'day. Kimadit mar hakename v'yar Elokim et ma'asechem ki shivu midarcham hara'a v'hakedem arakarat le'ela v'salka bisliku ila'a umkashta anpaha Kenukva deim kashta legabe dekora hakena meara dehakadilat benin zikmin lemalka. The translation. Come and see, it is written, and Elohim looked at the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. It was surely corrupt. And furthermore, it is also stated, and Elohim saw their deeds, in that they turned from their evil way. Because then the earth calls out to the hires to Zer and Pin, and rises to an upper grade. It beautified its face as though it were a woman, beautifying herself for a man. In the same manner, the earth pleased the king, who is there on pin, and it raised righteous children for him. My commentary. The verse is telling us that we can change these prophecies and avoid the year of the Muslim control of Jerusalem. Pasuk 45. Wechaka de laha tagu de rale tofana makiti vayar elokim. Et haaretz v'hine nishchata v'gomer k'ita d'istavat v'istatirat anafaha mibala uvzimna v'iskinu chove b'nei nashav Beit Galia Ara Shavita Anpahav Kenukva Delait La Kisufa Mikola Kidmadi Diati Diat Amer Viharetz Tanpa Tachat Yoshvecha Vealda Vearki Nishchata Vedachma Ta'ama Beginki Hishtichit Kol Basar Et Dirko Al Haaretz. The translation. And Elohim looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, like a wife who committed adultery and hides her face from her husband. When the sins of people multiply and they sin openly, the earth becomes brazen like a woman who has no shame. As it is written, and the earth was defiled under its inhabitants. And so it is said that he looked, it was corrupt. Assuredly, you may ask why, because all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. My commentary. What is the meaning of all flesh? In each generation, we are connected to each person in our generation. This is clear, yet what or who is in a generation today is not known. This is why we in our world perceive that another person's actions do not matter to us. This is the message in the Zohar. Learn it well. People are not taught this in any part of their education, yet it is important to realize that we can only impact our own tikkun when we know what people do in their lives. And change ourselves to turn on the light that will let the others see that they need to change. When a whole generation stops changing, the world will bring Mashiach with the Armageddon War, Chas V'Shalom. As long as someone in the generation changes, the world continues. The tradition teaches that the world will end in the year 6000. Since time is relative, the world will continue until the people stop changing. Are there any questions? It's the end of the section. The end of our class. Saturday, 6 o'clock. Pacific time will be our Havdalah for Shabbat Noach. At 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class for the energy of Parasha Lech Lecha. 10:30, Sunday morning, our class will continue Why Study the Zohar. At 2 o'clock West Coast time, we will have our second of the basic classes here in Atlanta. Monday at 4:30, we'll have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 4:30, a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will start the 10 Luminous Emanations series of classes. Wednesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class, followed at 7 o'clock by questions and answers. Thursday at 4:30, we will have an advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class in the Parasha of Lech Lecha. Are there any questions? I wish you all Shabbat Shalom, a wonderful week filled with joy and happiness and plenty of goodness in your life. Shalom to all.